This narration file is for the benefit of blind disabled persons to the understanding of the contents of contention herein described as this accessible webpage. The QR graphic that is depicted in the top image here is this URL, http://dr-sadi-mirza.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, sbcounty.gov/gmail, why do I not fit into a box or mold.html. Video source src equals http://dr-sadi-mirza.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, /spounty.gov/%23conspiracy-exposed-terminates-osip-addendum.mp4. A displayed video appears at the top of this web individually person name binded web archive memospace page. The video play area is the resolution of 1280 wide by 720 high. Left half of the video play area is detailed as a large reddish-brown background QR scan code with a wide yellow banner area that has text captioning surrounding the squared QR scan code area. The text message says, on the top edge of in the yellow border area is the written in blue text font as the meme key hash conspiracy exposed terminates ASAP. Rotating to 90 degrees to the left at the left edge of this video play area written in this same blue text font is the meme key hash only dash rational dash thinking next line can save the world. Rotating another 90 degrees to the left, which is captioned on the bottom edge of this QR scan code box is written in red font text on the left side of the yellow border the upside downwards message. Our society is being hijacked by technology. On the right side of this in a green font text message is the notation C, humanetech.com/problem. Rotating another 90 degrees written on the right side of this QR scan code box in the yellow border area is image source credits written in a purple font text color. It grew up great reasons as will unite peace next line. United Nations Convention for the Right for next line. Persons with disabilities, empower it. That end the description of the left side section of this video play area. On the right side of this play area is background white with black lettering the title banner in upright text. Our society is being hijacked by technology, and a lesser size continued message, what began as a race to monetize our attention is now eroding the pillars of our society, mental health, democracy, social relationships, and our children. Below this message are two main objects side by side. On the left is a picture of a human brain with number references of 1, 7, 2, 1, 3 to different areas of the brain. On the right of the human brain, is a object looking like a face, perhaps and robot-oriented mechanical device face. The URL appears below that in green text. http://humanetech.com/problem-the-way-forward. The text message below the URL states, the way forward in large bold headline font, with the expanded smaller size message text font. In the future, we will look back at today as a turning point toward humane design, when we moved away from technology that extracts attention and erodes society, towards technology that protects our minds and replenishes society. That is the end of the expanded image descriptions for this page. The remaining content is the reading text from begin to end on this page. A YouTube video with play button to the video titled, Quality in Social Services, Understanding the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Below are seven screen captures snapshots of images from this video with the top notation text which states, please click on image below to play video time index tab to the display content it references. The next content below this is noted as a citation page of written text for a human rights document on international rights for children. Click on image to access the entire document reference. The text message that is displayed is this contents. This feature can be interpreted to allow unwritten formats of complaints under the CPRD. It can be argued that there appears to be no good reason, in this context, not to allow unwritten material under the OP. Hence, the unwritten material rule is particularly harmful to a procedure aiming at being as child-friendly as possible. The rule is also unnecessary, given the fact that other complaints procedures under the UN treaty system do not require material to be in a written format. The unwritten material rule risks reducing access to the OP significantly. The unwritten material rule can be seen as further aggravating the inaccessibility of the OP since there are many formats that children could submit complaints in that would enhance access to the OP. Alternative forms of submitting complaints were recognized during the drafting of the op, as some states saw videotapes as a potential method of submission. 111 Commentators have therefore recommended the use of audiovisual methods to submit complaints. 112 It is further argued that the use of email would greatly accommodate the submission of complaints. 113 Children could, for example, videotape or audiotape their complaint and send it via email to the committee. However, it does not appear that the UN has fully recognized this format of submission yet, as the guidelines for how to fill in a submission form states that it has to be sent via post because it must be signed. 114 Thus, finding a more flexible approach to the signature rule is recommended in order to allow for electronic submissions. On the left is custom caption notation message of relevance. We are all adults in the care of the dbh.sbcounty.gov being restricted from written communications to the standard of verbal-only communications lesser of the rights for children. Insane and intolerable. Below this is this next text. Quotation. The accessible information standard is concerned with ensuring that people with information and, or communication needs relating to or caused by a disability, impairment or sensory loss have those needs met by organizations providing health and, or adult social care. In the vast majority of cases, such needs can be met using e-standard, or, standardized, alternative formats, such as Braille, mainstream, contact methods, such as email, standardized communication methods, such as British Sign Language, and, or other, generic, adjustments, for example facing someone to enable them to lip-read. Here is a foot comment in view of your standard, it hasn't however. 2.17 There is clearly an understandable preference for communications that allow for real-time interactions and do not rely on a third party. However, the associations note that although technologies such as email, instant messaging and SMS may enable communications between people with disabilities and their friends and family, they are not always perceived to be appropriate for communication with others such as doctors, schools and government agencies. And sometimes these organizations do not make these methods available. However, it should be noted that there is considerable scope for businesses, institutions and government agencies to increase their accessibility by extending the means by which people can contact them. For example, Optus recently won a Communications Alliance Commitment to Customer Service award for their online chat and social media services. Vodafone Hutchison Australia, VHA, has offered customer support via social media and online chat since the beginning of 2011, and Telstra has also recently introduced social media as another means by which customers can contact Telstra for customer service inquiries. A book reference on the subject. Brooks R.G., Menachem E.N. Physicians' Use of Email with Patients, Factors Influencing Electronic Communication and Adherence to Best Practices. JMed Internet Res 2006, 81, E2, Free Full Text, Medline, 16585026, DOI 10.2196, JMIR, 8.1.E2. Conclusions. This large survey of physicians practicing in ambulatory settings shows only modest advances in the adoption of email communication and little adherence to recognized guidelines for email correspondence. Further efforts are required to educate both patients and physicians on the advantages and limitations of email communication, and to remove fiscal and legal barriers to its adoption. You are on the wrong side of the debate. I am on the right side of solutions. I want my autonomy respected, my right to make the choice to use email respected, and I want to be able to email the record. As I continue to use email to journal my story of circumstances in my life. I want my email to be received and read to their detail record, so there is an understanding formed to the correct mental health wellness choices in my case, which is not ignorance, silence, and allowing the haters to win in regards to a intractable conflict. What can be done happens to be needing detail analysis of email story details, and I write my story better than I can tell it out verbally. I have the right to use email to write my story and then also use spoken voice text narrative as in reading accessibility to speed up the story detail into the care of providers. This story is an absolute out of the box of normalcy that I deserve my choices to be taken into the correct accommodation in my client and medical care. There is no option but to the formation of written record, excellence. I need a court authority to tell me that they have their right to hold non-mainstream standard restriction against the use of email in my care. I know they shall rule the fact of full and equal participation on the side of the United Nations mandate rather than ruling on the side of the county's current policy against clients and patients of the Department of Behavioral Health and the Health Department from using technology and email per the standards placed into documentation agenda. We are wiser than allow a fear-based choice of virus infection, when SiteAdvisor clears my site is safe, YouTube standards. of our information society sharing is being pressed forward, and perhaps SoundClouded. And scholarly book references is all that I am sharing to my doctor. Wow, what a system of discrimination. In the disenfranchisement right to use our information society internal of my social services. Care, we are better than this, are we not? Spoken voice narrative alone. Spoken voice narrative 1831s. Appended music selections, Madonna Swim. Skip Marley Lyons, Pink Floyd Hey You. And in the Midway Waters 1. Spoken voice narrative only, addendum and summary. For the purpose clarity of why this email archive record is placed with direct person name binding. Spoken voice narrative only, addendum for court authority review. Gmail James Driscoll less than in the mindway at gmail.com. YouTube presentation, why do I not fit into a box or mold, your option not mine, to change your bullshit. One message, Martin J. Driscoll less than in the mindway at gmail.com, Monday March 12, 2018 at 8:17 a.m. 2. Dr. Mirza, Smirza at dbh.sbcounty.gov, Stephen at grewuptherapist Graves, S. Graves at dbh.sbcounty.gov, hash Jonathan.arellano-jackson, hashtag chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Jarellano-Jackson at pd.sbcounty.gov, Bethany Barbosa case manager at dbh.sbcounty.gov, B. Barbosa at dbh.sbcounty.gov. CC, MHSA at dbh.sbcounty.gov. 2. My entire personal care mental health wellness team at the Phoenix Community Counseling Center, San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health along with public defender attorney Jonathan Arellano Jackson representing hashtag chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy, here. This email will have spoken voice narrative of the contents fully along with public scannable QR URL sharing codes for public awareness of these issues. This will be web archived to the following folder URLs. Each of these URLs points to the same folder but contains direct name binding content presence and cannot be ignored. I am a Virgo born here in San Bernardino and this was my horoscope page the other day that I captured for use. I don't use horoscopes often, but in this case, it applies. http://dr-sadiq-mirza.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, sbcounty.gov/. http://stephen-john-graves.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, sbcounty.gov/. http://jonathan-arellano-jackson.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, sbcounty.gov/. http://bethany-barbosa.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, sbcounty.gov/. The screen snapshot of horoscope site information page reads with a slight added comment here. All about Virgo, August 23, September 22. The analytical mind of a Virgo is never satisfied. Ruled by information-seeking Mercury, you intelligent individuals live to soak up knowledge. Expecting nothing but the best from yourself and those around you, service-oriented Virgo is always happy to help others achieve certain standards. Luckily, while your mind is always reeling with the next critique, your fast and witty sense of humor, which I have lost due to hashtag conspiracy exposed, supports your lighthearted side, and keeps you on the good side of others. I do not accept the conditions of the status quo against my life choices. I do not accept irrational thinking paradigms that does not enable my rights as a person with disabilities per the United Nations mandates on our society responsibility and duty toward each other. These rights that would enable me to become a full and equal contributing member of society to the full accepted practice of sharing wisdom and truth. I do not accept asinine excuses to detach our world realities for selfish sides of disinterested motives or worse yet to cover up or become internal of problems you may find as a conflict of interest to not engage me because of your side of corruption histories that you do not wish to rock the boat as they call it. It is time to stand up and rock the boat together and tip the boat over and go for a little or big swim as we may need. You will find the use of Madonna's track song Swim in a media presentation on SoundCloud in the name of my former case manager at the Colorado Health Network. The title on SoundCloud is Angela Elizabeth Keaty, you have allowed hate to win https://user-7475834/angela-elizabeth-keaty-of-denver-colorado-u-have-allowed-hate-to-win. Madonna lyrics from Swim Off the album Ray of Light. Verse 1. Put your head on my shoulder, baby. Things can't get any worse. Night is getting colder. Sometimes life feels like it's a curse. Pre-chorus. I can't carry these sins on my back. Don't wanna carry anymore. I'm gonna carry this train off the track. I'm gonna swim to the ocean floor. Chorus. MMMMM. Crash to the other shore. MMMMM. Swim to the ocean floor. Verse 2. Children killing children wildly. Students rape their teachers. Comets fly across the sky. While the churches burn their preachers. Pre-chorus. We can't carry these sins on our back. Don't wanna carry anymore. We're gonna carry this train off the track. We're gonna swim to the ocean floor. Chorus. MMMMM. Crash to the other shore. MMMMM. Swim to the ocean floor. Bridge. Let the water wash over you. Wash it all over you. Swim to the ocean floor. So that we can begin again. Wash away all our sins. Crash to the other shore. MMMMMM. Pre-chorus. I can't carry these sins on my back. Don't wanna carry anymore. I'm gonna carry this train off the track. I'm gonna swim to the ocean floor. Chorus. MMMMM. Crash to the other shore. MMMMM. Swim to the ocean floor. My mission work has now a reaching out platform of commons that I have found to engage in attempting to bring my mission work forward. This organization's common ideal focus only debuts last month, February 4th. Why does your field of work should be incorporated as unified into mine is obvious by the graphic that is displayed on this page. It relates to the brain and behavioral sciences of addiction. http://humanedec.com/problem. And showing a screen snapshot of the top of the problem page from humanedec.com, shows the title banner. Our society is being hijacked by technology. A picture of a human brain with numbered references to different location areas within our brain. Under the picture of a human brain is the text. What we feel is addiction is a part of something much bigger. There's an invisible problem that's affecting all of our society. This site appears online less than 60 days ago. So, they are at the ground floor of change. I have been in this mission work for over 10 years with the registration of my domain set, which was started June of 2006. I started it first, but you don't trust me yet to have that answer. You want to bury your head in the sand of implausibilities that a person with bipolar disorder or any disability of the mind can be so wise and intelligent to offer this solution. You want to disenfranchise my opportunities in our society. It is wrong to allow you to do this against me. It is offensive and an insult to my intelligence and is why I am so upset with you all or anyone who is not showing their character wisdom wise outward toward me but prevaricating the truth, hiding away in shadows of vagueness or silence extremes. I want and demand change. I have a YouTube video presentation that I do believe is complete. If you do not accept that I am the man of peace building mission work that you must allow to hit your heart of intelligence brain to follow, then we have no other reason to exchange in our lives. I have my right to chastise you and to reprimand you for your insolence, for you to allowing the haters to win. For I am that one man who needs to take the reins away from irrational thinking ideas and bring forward better working models everywhere. If you do not have interest in my work, you cannot be a part of any interface on my life. And that I will be firm, sound, strong, and defiant that if you attempt to alter my course path choice for some altered vision of your reality is better than my future vision of change. You would be wrong to delay your involvements here too. I am now living homeless of independence in my family childhood home that I grew up in since age 5 because of an hashtag conspiracy exposed, which I can prove beyond a reasonable doubt that it is them and not me as being the problem and not the solution. I have presentation documents to be delivered to you in the next course work weeks that will be delivered with transmittal business record of receipt and processing on your side of these responsibilities to our world that you must follow and enable my rights per the United Nations Convention on the Rights for Persons with Disabilities is my most closest reach of a governmental authority of the state representing common decency. Each one of you requires to answer these two questions when you encounter this content. Are you with them therefore against me? Or are you with me and therefore against them? Therefore they deserve reprimands for what they have done to me. Who are they? Let's say, it first starts with Colorado Health Network aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project, but we have a closer interface at Foothill AIDS Project that needs to be reset to proper balanced relations that should be considered a strike the fire confrontation of decency. Everyone has allowed the haters to win and it is wrong to maintain this silence. I guarantee that history is on my side of the future world of what will be our way of peace living society life. Join with me and find resolution for these as soon as possible, remedy for these undeserving and unnecessary conflicts that happened. Your delay is standing in my way. YouTube video playlist presentation. Play all. It grew up conflict resolution system presentation. Presenting the foundation of ideals to the development of a new technology interface of an assisted conflict resolution system. In our world, we have intractable conflicts that remain challenged to be placed upright and resolved. These challenges go to a lack in communication tools that focuses on unification. Counter to what one might think, our society with the current popularity mainstream social media tool platforms being used is becoming detached by way of these technology tools. They are generating one more media marketing frenzy to the profit of companies at the expense of addiction and mental health. Our society is being hijacked by technology. The problem is described in this link, http://humanetech.com/problem-the-way-forward. I propose a two-tier cooperative development project. First, the introduction of a morality currency accounting and tracking system called #ChromoBones. Second, a user interface that will engage users across domains or even offline that will enable the temporary human-to-human or human-to-group collective purpose bonding presence of the peace and reconciliation binding knot of #Potapo. These two symbols are sourced from the African Adinkras symbolic communication system and much can be utilized in the entire Adinkras set of symbols to the creation of a new communication tool. The way Adinkras is communicative effective is found in this link. https://www.christinebedinus.co, 2017, Fadinkras Symbols Ghana. This can work to form new understandings across culturally different lifestyles. There are over 100 Adinkras symbols in use today. The final video presented in this presentation is an introduction to the Adinkras. Peace and wellness to you all at Phoenix Community Counseling Center, San Bernardino, California. Sincerely, James Martin Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista. San Bernardino CA 92405, 909-882-8759. Business site link, http://grewupnetpeacebuildingwebsite.business.site/. I am seeking true friends in this world and a place to live where true friends are found among society freely and not a hate collective caddy group in view and control and reins of hate that is directing or pulling the puppet strings of illusions, deceptions, lies, and abusive relationships and justified called into interference of my free-flowing honest living cheat-free and stealing-free life. All you have to do is read the Glassdoor employee reviews posted after my departure demise because no one would confront this hate collective leadership. No one had the balls to stand up and show some way out of their hateful mess. But after I am gone, I deserve to be placed back upright as quickly and justly as possible, no further delays are tolerated. https://reviews/employee-reviews/colorado-health-network-rvw19297423.htm. February 17, 2018. If you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider. Former employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Neutral outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network full-time. Pros. The mission at CHN is good. Cons. Very catty work environment for the most part. Advice to management. Get to know employees better. September 13, 2017. Helpful too. Employment. Former employee, client services in Denver, CO. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network, less than a year. Pros. Case managers are not micromanaged, occasionally drug companies will come in and bring free lunch, relaxed dress code, on a major bus line. Cons. Management is awful. They do not trust their employees with anything, not even tissues. If you want a box of tissues you have to go to upstairs and talk to them. One person stores them in his office. They had a big investigation because two employees quit because of racism and discrimination within the organization. The investigation was inconclusive. They had a meeting with all of the staff that was announced 24 hours prior. Regarding discrimination, it was said that we were diverse, we have one of everything. How can an organization thrive when a top official is racist? If you are a woman or person of color, it is very hard to move up in the org and be heard. If you are a cute, white male, you will do well in this company. Turnover is high, show less. Advice to management, maybe start with a little bit of respect for clients and staff. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-reviews/colorado-health-network-rvw16120377.htm. July 28, 2017. Helpful, 1. Low pay, oppressive management, dishonest business practices. Current employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I have been working at Colorado Health Network full-time, less than a year. Pros. Brand new facility, friendly coworkers, easy access to downtown. Interviews are too easy. Great benefits. Benefits those less fortunate. Cons. Oppressive leadership, disingenuous management, dishonest business practices. I really want to like this place, but the management could use some training. I have witnessed some dishonest business practices going on here. Toxic work environment. Pay is very low. Upper level management is very elitist, discriminating, and oppressive toward other staff. Advice to management. Take some training courses to learn how to perform your job better. Many may have landed in their current positions due to the Peter principle. Do some house cleaning, see who actually contributes to the successful functioning of the company and trim the fat. Just because someone is fun outside of work and makes you laugh does not mean they are competent managers that need to be leading other people. Take a look in the mirror. End of Glassdoor reviews. I am sure there will be more future employee review posts showing this negative light on their organization. I arrived back in town San Bernardino the week of July 17th. No previous Glassdoor employee reviews appear on the site before I had to leave town Denver. I tried to get the involvement of their executive director as I sit there living in my car. I refused to live in my car for days and weeks waiting for change. This I posted to Facebook. James M. Driscoll.